Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I praise God that you are able to join me for the broadcast today. I look forward to this time every day on this station, Monday through Friday. And before I go into the ministry of the Word, I'd just like to wait a little bit. I feel needs in the lives of those who are listening, that God, you there in the listening audience, God wants to touch you right now. Whatever you're facing, whatever things the enemy may have brought against you, whatever needs are in your life right now, know that you have a God who loves you and cares for you and wants to move and minister to your needs. Allow me to pray with you and join your heart in faith with mine right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for the power that we have in that mighty, matchless name of Jesus, Lord, that we can come boldly before the throne of grace. And Lord, we do that right now. And Father, in the power of agreeing prayer, I ask for provision. I ask, Lord, for needs to be met, for it is your will to meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory. And Lord, there's no lack in glory. There's no limit to your riches. You have a wealth of abundance, unlimited grace to provide to your beloved, even in the situation they're in at this moment. Lord, I rebuke the work of the enemy, and I ask you to strengthen physically, mentally, spiritually. Lord, I ask you to just touch that one who has been so, just feeling so overwhelmed that they don't think they can face another day. Lord, I'm asking you to touch right now, and Lord, let your presence, your anointing destroy every yoke in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for it. For the word of the Lord would come to you, my beloved, even this day, that when you feel stressed, almost to the point of breaking, I am there. Yes, I'm there to give you strength and comfort as the day dawns and the weariness of the trials and problems seem to be like heavy stones weighing you down. I am there to carry that burden and to give you new life and strength. I want to bring you into a new understanding of my power, of who I am, and to reveal the mysteries of my word to you, so that you may abound in the things of God. Many of my precious ones are embattled, bitter, tired, stressed, and angry, but I am the one who brings hope. I am the one who gives an encouraging word. I am the one who pours the oil of healing into the wounds of the soul. And I speak with a powerful voice to those who see only darkness before them and say, this is the way. Walk ye in it. Walk along this path. Oh, beloved, I would that you trust me and believe me for the answers to your needs. It's not too hard for me to bring it to pass. Right now, in the power of my Holy Spirit, I want to comfort you. Take my written word and open it and read it in the quiet times, and I will show you things I've said that will astonish you and uplift you and bring tears of joy and words of praise out of your innermost being, says the Lord. I don't want you to give up on those things you know through my written word are my will for your life. Like the winds that blow across the ocean and stir the waves to movement, and like the trees in the forest as they bend when the wind blows strongly, and as rain waters the ground, so I desire to send the breath of my presence to sweep over you like a mighty wind and to refresh you in your spirit and your emotions and body. So be comforted now, my beloved. Be comforted and don't be afraid to put me first in your life. You will see that I want to bless you, your home, and your loved ones, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We receive that word. We receive that grace. We receive that strength. We receive your provision. As our day is, so shall our strength be. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Well, if you were able to listen to the broadcast earlier this week, I was ministering on a new life in a new land. And using a spiritual analogy, God wants to bring us into our promised land, into our full inheritance. And yes, just like for the people of God, they didn't immediately, they moved into the promised land as one, but it took a while. The Lord even said that he would cause the, you know, the evil beasts and some of the issues that they would face in the promised land to be diminished little by little, so that there would be time for them. There was a process of them possessing their inheritance, and then each tribe to possess the land that was allotted to them. So many times we tend to be impatient and discouraged, and we want everything all at once, but it is a process. So just know that if you've determined this year that you are going to, you're going to have your inheritance, your blessing, then that's a good desire. But also, there are lessons to be learned from the Word. And as I was reading a little further on from the book of Deuteronomy, where we were the last couple of days, and going into the book of Joshua, I saw some important lessons that as the people of God, we need to be aware of so we don't make the same mistakes that they did. They had a tremendous victory in Jericho. You remember that? Joshua took them over, and that was their first victory, the fall of the walls of Jericho, and God gave that city into their hands. But I'd like for us to look at the 7th chapter of Joshua, because there's a danger that even when we're in the promised land, unless we are walking closely with the Lord, there's a danger we can be defeated, even as the people of Israel were temporarily, but they did experience defeat. And what is occurring in the 7th chapter of Jericho is the people of Israel were getting ready to attack the city of Ai. And in the 6th chapter before that, we see that God had given the city of Jericho into the hands of Joshua and the children of Israel. And in chapter 6, I want to take just a moment and read those first 5 verses, because the Lord is saying what he wanted done. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and all the mighty men of valor. It's interesting the Lord spoke that way. I've given it, past tense, to you. And they've yet, you know, they didn't have it yet, but he's saying, it's given to you. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before for the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. On the 7th day you shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with a ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. And I'm not going to read any more, but obviously they obeyed that precisely, and the Lord gave a tremendous victory, because Joshua, who was their commander-in-chief, received explicit, specific directions for the battle from the Lord, and they did exactly as God commanded, and they were victorious. But when we come to the 7th chapter, there's some lessons that we need to learn to be aware of, because there was actually a threefold sin that the people of Israel committed which brought them defeat. Now, the first sin was one of direct disobedience, and that involved the individual by the name of Achan. He had disobeyed what God commanded. He partook of the cursed thing, and thus God's anger was kindled against Israel. Let me just, for the sake of refresh your memory, read verses 17 through 19 of Joshua, the 6th chapter. The Lord said, And the city shall be accursed, even it and all that are therein, to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hath hid the messengers that we sent. And ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed when ye take of the accursed thing, and make the camp of Israel a curse, and trouble it. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. So obviously Achan disobeyed. He took of some items that he coveted them and took them. And then secondly, we see there was a sin of presumption. They did not inquire as to how they should proceed in taking the city of Ai. They had had experience at Jericho. It was God that had given them the victory. But now, because of that, the great victory, they began to rely on themselves. Now they began to presume that God would automatically give them victory at Ai simply because of the past victory that they had experienced. And as we read the history of Israel, we see that that's the only reverse Israel suffered in its seven-year occupation of Canaan. And it happened because the people did not all walk together. Achan thought he could get by with partaking of the accursed thing that God said not to do. But this was a time of conquest and a time of war, and it was not a time to take the spoils for one's private use. And as I was thinking about this, God was showing me how dangerous it is to be influenced by worldly mentality. Like so many today, like Achan, desire to be connected with the world in one way or the other. They desire to be a part of the world system. And the fact is that they had already been blessed by spoiling the Egyptians. God had allowed them to be spoiled, and they had much, much wealth that they had acquired from the Egyptians, and yet here was this individual who was greedy and coveting even more. Well, I'm seeing my time is rapidly getting away from me, and I'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. Hope you can be with us at the same time. In a few moments, the announcer is going to give you our mailing address. I invite you to write and share your prayer requests. I will pray for you personally and send back whatever the Lord gives. I know you'll be blessed as countless others have been. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best be yours.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.